Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sam talks to us about sports wagering and sometimes sports wagering. How are you, Sam? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm dealing with a little something right now. So we've talked about all these late-breaking informational nuggets in college football, right, with the Ohio State Northwestern. We had one yesterday. We found out that Florida was going to bench pretty much all their guys. Well, not bench all their guys. A lot of their guys were going to leave or opt out or whatever.
Why?
And that, well, for the NFL mostly, but then a receiver had COVID, and then the quarterback wasn't going to play the whole game, and there was like this mass exodus of Florida. And what happened to the line? Line went from Oklahoma -3.5 to Oklahoma -9. It's a huge move for a football game. I got a text about 20 minutes ago. Hey, by the way, Army's down 10 starters, the left tackle, the top running back, three of their captains, their leading tackler, all not playing. And I have my screen up, and you've seen the screen. It's like a it's like a flashing Christmas tree with line moves.
It's a grid with a whole bunch of squares, colors, and what's happening on that?
So Army has gone from +7 to +10 in the last 15 minutes because now all of a sudden people are starting to realize what's going on and they're now starting to bet the other side, and it's just going up and up and up. So West Virginia was a 7-point favorite 20 minutes ago. Now they're a 10-point favorite. And people are like, well, do you still like it? Well, you sort of, the whole point of the whole thing is you want to have the right team at the right price. So why would you lay 10 when you could have laid 7? Do you follow?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Right up to the very last thing you said. Right. So if I had made a wager on that game, within my mind, these players are on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the stars for the one team I like,
mm-hmm.
maybe with that point spread.
And let's just say Army doesn't have the depth of an Alabama or a Clemson.
Okay. So then what happens?
Well, you're relying on backups at Army to carry the mail in a bowl game.
Yeah, right. So what was the thing about if I like them for 7, do I like them for 10?
Well, because if you take West Virginia -7 and they win by 7, you tie. You don't lose. But if you right now bet West Virginia -10 and they win by 8, I'm a winner, you're a loser because you got the wrong number.
Yeah, but the line's moved, so maybe it reflects this difference.
It does.
So isn't it the same wager, essentially? That's what they're hoping, right?
But it's a different spread.
I don't think that's enough of a movement on the line. I think it should move more than that if they're missing that many key players.
It might. It's up to 10 right now. And then there's the question, all right, well, do you still like it at 10? And my advice is always, no, I don't, because what happens if, let's say, West Virginia's up, I don't know, 16 or something, and in the final minute, Army throws a Hail Mary and loses by 9. The -7 is a winner, but the -10 is a loser.
That's the one thing that has happened this year. We talked a little while ago about the fact that marijuana has sort of changed the landscape in Illinois for a number of reasons and dropped $1 billion in retail sales into the state. People in Illinois are also this year watching sporting events not for the winner or the loser. They're also watching it for, did you cover the spread? Is my bet solid? Even if I didn't place a bet, it's kind of interesting to know, did they cover? Is that what you say? Did they cover?
That's a correct term. Yes, cover.
Look at that. Let's talk, speaking of football, can we just segue to pro football
sure.
for a second? The Bears are a pro team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who knew that we would have such an interesting game at this point in the season? I thought the Bears were done. You know, they started out, I don't want to say hot, because I've always said this was a bad team playing lucky. And then they were just a bad team, period. But now they've been playing pretty well against bad teams. And if we beat Green Bay, right, we're in the playoffs.
They actually can be in the playoffs if they lose and Arizona loses, because Chicago holds the head-to-head tiebreaker right now. So
wow.
The Bears could technically lose, but then they need Arizona to lose as well. But you don't want to go into a game thinking, all right, if we lose and Arizona loses, we're in. No, you want to beat the Packers. That's the goal. Issue is, and we talked about this a month ago, and you were like, oh, I don't know, I don't like the Bears. And they had just lost to the Packers by 1,000,000 points. I said, look at their schedule coming up. They got Detroit, Houston, Minnesota, Jacksonville, and, you know, they take care of business. They win 3 of those 4, and now they're still alive.
Did they become a better team in the interim?
I don't think so. And this is the battle we fight as people who talk about sports betting for a living. How do we remove the notion that this team is, you know, how do we remove the inflation? How do we put them on even keel? Because we know that Green Bay is much better than Chicago. But how much do we buy into this recent surge of momentum where Chicago has won three straight football games, and now the narrative is, well, if they win, they're in. Well, that's because they didn't capitalize earlier in the season, right? They have to win because they stubbed their toe a couple other times.
Sure, but you'd rather be here than not have a chance at all, albeit Green Bay. Where are they playing this game? Has that been published?
Soldier Field.
Is that widely known?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so they're going to play here. Let me pause. We'll come back. Tell me what you think about home field advantage in a COVID year. It's 10:43. We're visiting with Sam Panionovich on WGN. Sam Panionovich in the WGN radio studios. We're talking about the Bears and Packers game this weekend. It's going to be at Soldier Field. Any home field advantage during a pandemic?
No, home field advantage is dead. No fans. And actually, going into week 16, more road teams had won than
really?
Home teams. Yeah.
Really?
And there's this old adage that home field to a bookmaker is worth between, you know, 2.6 and 2.8 points. So if your team and my team play on a neutral field, we're even. It's a pick 'em. But if we play at your stadium, you're a 2.5-point favorite. If we play at my stadium, I'm a 2.5-point favorite. But that number has been whittled down over the last 10 years. One person said home field might only be worth a point now.
And maybe not at all if your numbers are right this year. You said that the team on the road wins more often than not.
At least this year, yeah.
Let's say that though it is the old days and it was worth a field goal. Is that because the officials favor the home team or because the fans cheer on the home team?
Combination of both. But also, if you think about the way the game is, you know, monitored now. You know, the officials are so involved, but they can't be egregious in their calls.
Well, I'm not saying
anymore
that they're making bad calls on purpose.
They used to.
You think
oh,
so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but let me finish my thought, and that is that I just think if you're an official, you got a flag in your hand, and or you're deciding if the guy's inbounds or out of bounds, and there's 80,000 people around you, I think human beings are inclined to go with what makes their day easier. You know, you're going to err on the side of the home team. That doesn't make you an evil person.
No.
I think that's human nature.
I just think with the way that the game is monitored now, because every replay is shown at headquarters, NFL headquarters, they're watching every game in review after the games are over. They're critiquing and grading officials. So there's no shady business anymore. 20 years ago, the official would just go, I'm going to move the spot about a yard this way, you know, there was no replay.
Where they put the ball on a, say, first down call is so amazing to me. With all the technology we have now, how is there not a chip in the football that tells them exactly where the down point was? I guess that doesn't work perfectly because how does the chip know where it is? But you'd think there would be some technological way because sometimes that football moves 18 inches.
You know, I had a cousin who used to think the yellow line was real.
Well, but I mean, so we're watching the yellow line on TV, and you think the yellow line knows, everybody on TV knows.
He used to say, just run to the yellow line! Like, that's not, the players can't see the yellow line.
It's not there.
No, it's imposed on the screen. But you're right. I mean, if I was a player and there was a way to actually see where I'm trying to run to, that would be everything in where I slide and when I go down.
Total tangent here. Let me get this thought off while I'm thinking about it. It was either Kevin Powell or Mark Carman, one of our sports guys here, tweeted out recently that they think that the court on the NBA should be bigger. Where the three-point line is now, if you take a step back, oftentimes they'll put their foot out of bounds. The line has moved and the guys are bigger. There's no point in penalizing a tall man who's trying to get a three-point shot off in a game you've created. There's no point in penalizing him for trying to perform. There's nothing special about the distance away from the hoop. Mm-hmm. You could make it 30 more feet that way, right? I mean,
you're talking about the width of the court, not the length.
Well, I think both should be expanded because these guys are so big when you're driving the baseline sometimes and you go underneath. I think I would give them another half step.
And if you have Shaq feet, if you're a size 20, you can't. I don't even know if you could stand in the corner without being out of bounds.
The court does not accommodate the modern game. Let's go back to football for a second. Uh-huh. So the Bears and the Packers.
Green Bay minus 5.5.
Minus 5.5. That is, we're giving Chicago 5. So Chicago's a touchdown away.
Pretty much.
And
just
how
under,
many,
though.
How many points do they think is going to be scored?
Points bet has the total up from 49 to 51.
Well, that's going to be a fun football game.
Chicago 4-1 of the over last five. Remember, with Trubisky back in the fold.
They're scoring points.
They're giving up points, too. They're playing fast, and their defense is gassed.
And that other team has got a good quarterback, I understand. So
he's okay. Yeah.
What do you think? You take the over on this?
Every bone in my body wants to short it. I feel like everybody's thinking that it's, oh, yeah, there'll be a lot of points, and it's going to be 32 degrees and cold and windy, and Green Bay is going to win 20-17 or something like that. Like, I'm not going to play into the narrative. Green Bay's not trying to get hurt, King John. They're not out there diving. I mean, they're in the postseason. They pretty much have home field wrapped up.
They don't need
up.
To run up the score.
Do
if
they
they're
need
winning.
To score 60 points? No. So while everybody else will go, Bears have been scoring a lot of points, I don't think they're going to light up the Packers, and Green Bay's going to just try and get in, get out, stay healthy. So I would probably go under 51.
I'm going to go over just to make the game more fun for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that gives me an opportunity to enjoy it. Even if we're losing, maybe we at least score some points. Maybe they score some points. I'll take the over at 51.
You don't even sound confident in that.
No, I do not.
No.
I do not.
Are we just doing tit for tat here? You're just trying to be that guy?
No. I trust me. I wouldn't know how.
Give me that sport coat if I win.
Do you like my blazer?
I do
today?
Like it. Well, you got to make it interesting. It's one thing if you just go, I like this. Well, all right, let's bet a Big Mac on it, huh?
I'm not giving you my sport code.
Okay, well.
Okay,
well,
so 51 is the number. I'll go over. You like the under on that one. And do you think that Green Bay will win this game, right?
I think they win. Yeah. It's a step up in competition. I mean, I'm trying to be realistic about this. I'm not Mr. Rah-Rah Go Bears guy. Chicago's played Detroit, Houston, Minnesota, Jacksonville. This is a step up in competition in every phase of the game.
Been fun to watch Trubisky, though. I said all along, I don't know if he's a good quarterback, but it's a lot more fun to watch this team with that guy on the field. And the running game has been fun to watch, too. When their offense trots out, I just think something could happen. So
they've been running the ball really well. That's because they've been calling run plays, actually. It's amazing what you can do when you can actually run the football and when your coach decides to run the football.
Talk to me about the Chicago Cubs just a little bit now. They are in the news a little bit.
They're going to suck this year.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Right. So we lost you, Darvish. Do you think that moves their win total number much?
Maybe a win or two. But, I mean, you look at, like, at points bet, you can bet on season win percentage because, again, we don't know how many games they're going to play.
Yeah, right.
Essentially, what they're saying is the Cubs' win percentage total, you can go over or under this number. It's 51.5. So if they play 162 games, that's 83. If they play 120, that's 62. That's pretty telling that an already popularly bet team, people bet the Cubs over. They bet the Cubs to win the pennant. They bet the Cubs to win the World Series.
I would take the over on this.
Of course you would. But I think you're being baited there. I think you're going to fall through the hole. And
if it was 162 games, you don't think even that team, Darvish won some games, but somebody else will pitch the damn ball. You don't think that they can't win 83 games?
That pitching staff has been depleted. They might trade Chris Bryant relatively soon.
Yeah, well, then I'll change my mind if they do that.
I mean, here are the guys in your rotation. You ready? Kyle Hendricks. Okay, all right. Zach Davies. Do you know who Zach Davies is?
I do not.
Alec Mills.
Don't know him.
Colin Ree.
He's a singer, I think.
Braylon Marquez.
Yeah.
Adbert Alzolay.
Braylon Marquez is a female, if I'm not mistaken.
Tyson Miller.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's that scene in Major League when they go, who are these guys? The Indians fans are, who are these guys? And then you might start trading everybody else. Who knows? Are they going to trade Bryant? Are they going to sign Rizzo? They have upset a lot of people.
It's part of the for the Cubs, though, that the players that you do know and love, like Bryant and Baez,
frustrated,
underperformed so much in the last couple of years. Rizzo, too. I mean, maybe it's the pitching, but we need these guys to get hits, right?
It's all amazing right. How that window closed so quickly.
On their championship run?
Yep. It's over.
Talk to me about what happened to Notre Dame in their last game.
I don't think Notre Dame knows what happened. They got absolutely ransacked by Clemson. And now Notre Dame, who had to, you know, deal with getting whooped by Clemson, now their consolation prize, they get Alabama tomorrow. And the point spread in that game is 20 right now.
Notre Dame is getting 20 points?
20-point underdog against Alabama.
That's got to hurt their feelings. I mean, this was a really good team. This was an undefeated team for most of the season. Right? What's the record? They only lost one, right?
10-1, but they got cooked against Clemson, and they got
gashed. Based on that, they go, oh, we were wrong all year long?
541 yards of offense.
To a pro team. I mean, that was a pretty good team they lost.
Alabama could be better than Clemson.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing on this one?
I'm not touching that. I wouldn't bet Notre Dame with your money. I do like Ohio State, though. I think Ohio State catching a touchdown against Clemson is a pretty good spot. They were a little bit stunned by some of the COVID stuff that came out, and they fought tooth and nail with Northwestern. But now everybody's betting Clemson because Clemson bashed Notre Dame, and nobody wants to bet Ohio State.
This is your pick of the week.
Yeah, we got a pretty good record,
Ohio
too.
Ohio State.
11-7, not bad.
7-5. Your big bet of the week?
Oh, somebody lost $700,000 on Monday Night Football. They bet $500,000 on the Patriots to cover and $200,000 on the Patriots to win. Patriots lost 38-9.
Well, that's not even a good bet. That's
think of what
close.
We could do with $700,000.
Who is that? Who is the person that lost $700,000 on that game? Presumably somebody's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
How many Blazers could we buy with $700,000?
And the thing is, here's my conundrum. The people who I think have that kind of money have done well enough in life. They don't throw money away. So so who is the person that has amassed that kind of a fortune and then can lose it on the pick? You know what I'll bet it is? I'll bet the guy thought that Tom Brady was still their quarterback.
He may have. Is it public that he's not?
It's been in all the papers.
Can you imagine betting $700,000 on a football game?
Honey, are you okay in there? What's going on?
We
watching the game.
We need to talk, dear.
I'm looking online and our account's kind of down right now, dear. All right, so there's your bet of the week. Sam's got Ohio State plus 7.5 points. We'll see how this Bears game goes with the Packers. Let's visit on that next Thursday.
You got the over, I got the under. Don't forget it. I won't.
I can't forget it because all weekend long, ding, ding, ding. Brenda goes, what is that? I go, it's Pionianovich. If a game is on, it's Sam. Going, did you see that? Thank you, Sam.
You love it.
Sponsored by PointsBet. Sam talks to us about sports and wagering and